بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد باش عرف بالله حضرت الشاه حكيم محمد أخطر رحمه الله تعالى كيا أسرتها كيا تجليتي تيري بيامي sorry the شعر is called كيا أسر تا رسالت كشامي بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شان عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شان نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں یہ تھا تیری غلامی قصد کا شان سلطانیت شتربان میں یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربان میں شان سلطانیت شتربان میں نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کامراہ ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کامراہ ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں کامراہ ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں، کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں، نور سنت ہے کونو مکان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Zala Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Awak Tamrezi Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat is explaining that how Noor of Iman spread in the world when the world was lost in darkness, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully explains it in the Qur'an Kareem, when the world was in such a condition, Zulumatum Ba'duha Fawqa Ba'd, that there were layers of darkness. People lost their sense of humanity. People lost all sense of morality. And every type of evil that you could think of was prevalent on the face of the earth. And not just prevalent, it was part of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite wisdom, mercy and extreme kindness to save mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the greatest light, that spiritual light to the earth, that did such a miracle, which was totally impossible if you have to think and ponder that what condition mankind was at that time. It was virtually impossible to transform such personalities. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat is explaining in this poem, that kya asar ta risalat ki shame, that what was the effect of your messengership, of your risalat, this great honor that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon you, Sayyidul Anbiya. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the work of Sayyidul Anbiya, that in a short period of time, a period of 23 years, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam produced, which Allah Ta'ala mentions, Rijal, those men that in the history of mankind, you won't find until the day of Qiyamah, you won't find. But people who don't realize who were these men, sadly in today's time and age, we get people who got time to make a mockery, aliyazu billah. And that is why Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us in the khutbah already at that time, every Jummah in the second khutbah, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, that oh Allah, I leave you responsible to take care of the honor of my sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that if we want the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need the love of Sahaba. And to get the love of Sahaba, we need the love of the Awliya Allah. We'll only learn from the friends of Allah how to love Sahaba, and from Sahaba we'll learn how to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then only we will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without this chain and without the step ladder, it is totally impossible. But we are living in that condition and that age now, that people want to wipe out all the steps and think they can reach the skies. It is totally impossible. Hazrat explained what transformed the world. Noor-e sunnat hai ko wo maqam hai. Kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein. That now you see throughout the world, wherever you see, as much as they want to suppress the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beautiful deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat and the Shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherever you go in the world, in this so-called modern age, and in this age where people will label you terrorists, whatever, but go anywhere in the world, you'll find people that are practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the karamat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what in a short period, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left no stone unturned to make fikr and to be concerned of every human being, as Hazrat explains further in this poem so beautiful. So Hazrat says that you'll see everywhere in the world the beauty of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And fortunate are those people, Allah give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq, to realize and see the beauty in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make it part of our lives, and we desire, and we should be making tawbah and crying to Allah,
particularly now very special nights have started, special days, that you should beg Allah that open our eyes and of our hearts to see the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat says that how did this noor of sunnah spread throughout the world? Kya chajal chajal tajalli ti tere bayami. That O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what special focus and effect was in your bayan? That what a way you explained that people that were lost in the doldrums of tyranny and oppression, people that lost all sense of humanity, you took them out from there and you raised them to what a pedestal, what a height that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are totally matchless. It is the unanimous opinion of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that the greatest wali after the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum can never reach the rank of the lowest Sahabi. So such great personalities, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what effect must have been in the beautiful speech of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What feeling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed that Allah has given us such a deen that nobody can be left out in this deen. And there's no favoritism, so to say, that in the deen of Islam there's no concept of racism. Hazrat says, Abdi Sulta Karehe Ek Safme. Kya asar ta risalat ki shame. Now you see the slave and the master standing in the same saf. Allahu Akbar. First there was that time that the master taught that he is a master, he is a king, and he used to just show no regard to the slave. When Nabi Kareem saw some taught people that we are insan, we are human beings, we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only one great master, Allah Rabbul Izzat, and wiped out all forms of racism, all forms of superiority, one thinking himself to be better than the other. Allah Hazrat says, Kya asar ta risalat ki shame? That look at the effect of the messengership of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That not only did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explain it, practically Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the king of both the worlds, Sayyidul Kaunain, Sayyidul Anbiya, the king of both of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the king of mankind and jinnat. But yet Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically demonstrated, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to show us that when he gets his place of food, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I sit on the ground like an ordinary servant of Allah. That I don't deserve this food. And that is why Allah Akbar, Haji Ibn Dadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayh, Sayyidu Taifa, that the mashayikh of great mashayikh, he says, what is actually the reality when we go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We should beg for the tajalli of abdiyat, that Allah Ta'ala now through the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that special focus that we learn how to become the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically demonstrated. And you see, so in Islam there's no such a thing as racism, there's no such a thing as superiority, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wiped it out totally, as Hazrat mentions in the next line, But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, forget just differentiation between black and white. There is no such a thing in Islam. In Islam, either you are a believer or either you are a kafir. That is the differentiation in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then when you become a believer, you can just progress. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it clear that forget just differentiation between black and white, between different type of tribes, languages, etc. La fadla li arabiyin ala ajamiyin, wa la li ajamiyin ala arabiyin illa li taqwa. That there is no differentiation whether you are Arab or a non-Arab. Whichever country, whichever land you come from, whatever language you speak, that makes no difference in your life, but how much of taqwa you have. How much you have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that nobody can claim in this world. The reality we'll only know when we go into the qabr, how much taqwa we had in our heart. And this is the special night, special days, which we have to be building the fire of taqwa in our heart. And we are so fortunate Allah has made this Mubarak Majlis. This is why we come here, that we should open our heart, that Allah Ta'ala puts this reality of taqwa, that all differentiation goes out of our lives. That farke kaale wa gore ka tune kis tarah se mitaya jahan mein. How in the world you wiped out the concept of black and white, that there is no superiority of white people over black people, or black people over white people, or any other nation whatsoever. Allahu Akbar. Superiority only lies as far as taqwa. In that reality, Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught that that will only realize in the qabr, in the hereafter. And Allahu Akbar. How Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught this? That the greatest person after all the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. What height of taqwa, yet Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had so much concern and worry that I wish my mother did not give birth to me. I wish I was just like a bird flying over Kaaba Sharif, enjoying the precincts of Kaaba Sharif, then I got no hisab kitab. So Allah Ta'ala give me this reality, all of us, it's easy to talk and more easier to listen. If Allah can just give us a spark of this reality, and we can work towards this, Hazrat says, Ye ta teri ghulami ka sadqa. How did they attain this high position, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, shani sultaniyat shitarbami. That because they became the slaves, the true slaves of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They served Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And without the servitude of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we can never learn to become the slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has taught us, and this is the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that we have to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to become the slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Hazrat says, that Allah Ta'ala has given such people shani sultaniyat, in that in whatever poverty stricken condition they were like kings in the world. And they were people that Allahu Akbar conquered the world, not how the West will fool us with the sword. No, they conquered the world with their character, with their akhlaq, wherever they went. They conquered the world by doing business. So these were the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they became the slaves of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What does it mean, the slaves of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The slave of the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They followed the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tooth and nail, and they became the most outstanding personalities in the history of mankind, and these are personalities we should be following. And these are the stars which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has proclaimed that Ashabikan Nujum. Today, Shaitan, with all his ways to distract us, he will give these titles to people that are lost in society. You will see now people are saying, this is a star, sports star, that star. Those are not stars. Those are people that has lost sense of life. The stars were Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And those people who teach us, who tread in that path, the awliya Allah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize this reality. And Allahu Akbar, just look at how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made an effort. Jisne kante bichaye te deka, gul badama tere bostame. That those people who once upon a time they hated you, O Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They put thorns in your path, and what obstacles in your path. But Allahu Akbar, how beautifully a poet says, salam usbar jisne ghaliya khakar duaye di. That how lot of salams and durood and salutations, what love and feeling we should send upon that great personality. When people send abuses to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gave du'as to them. When people threw stones to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahu Akbar, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in return, so to say, threw flowers. And these same people that hated Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, once upon a time, they had to admit how many incidents every Sahabi bear testimony to the fact and had to say that, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before this moment, you were the most despised and hated person in my heart, but now you are the most beloved person in my heart, more beloved than my own self. So Allah, Hazrat is explaining so beautifully, and look at the love of Hazrat for Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where we will learn this love, this is just an inkling, this is just a brief idea. What was in their heart, the love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we can't explain. And the true love and the sign of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's love is following the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That these people who were obstacles in your path, they became shining flowers in your garden. And what a beautiful garden that Allahu Akbar. Jo chala tere naqshe kadam par, kaam rahe wo dono jahan. Hazrat says that this is the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. that whoever follows in the footsteps of Hazrat Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person is on the road of success in this world also and in the hereafter. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say that if the non-Muslims, even if they don't accept Islam aliyazu billah, but if they lead their lives according to Sunnah, they rule the country according to Sunnah, there'll be peace and happiness. So if we as Muslims, if we bring Sunnah in our lives, what type of success we will get? And success is only in this path that is the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But sadly, myself, all of us, we hear this alarms all the time. But myself, I have to see that how many Sunnahs am I unmindful about? And how am I just don't have a real concern and feeling and need of this? Whatever I do, I must do it according to the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why our Dada Shaykh's beautiful poem, which has become internationally famous, that Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki hai Jannat ke raaste, Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate Sunnat ke raaste. If we follow in the footsteps of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam from morning till night, we just become conscious. This is how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up. This is how he entered the toilet, etc. And teach our children also, our small children, make them realize that this is the Sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat says, you'll be on your road to Jannat, which will have a sense, a feeling of itminan, contentment in this world already. And greater than Jannat, Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate Sunnat ki raaste. Only in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will we get the special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is success in reality. In this world also that is success. And the real success when our eyes close, then we'll see this is success. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran Kareem that يَوْمَ يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِبَنِي. Those people who turned away from the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will wish that they give ransom, their own parents, that they must be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. But that will be too late. In the other ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ السَّبِيلًا. That why didn't I follow the path of my Nabi? How could I follow that stupid friend of mine? Then it will be too late for tears. Allah give me tawfiq and understanding that Allah has brought us here because Allah wants to connect us to this beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And very important, respected elders and friends, in today's time and age, to follow the sunnah, we have to follow our akabirin of our time. According to our area, then we will learn how to follow the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, we will get lost and we will be fooling ourselves that we are on the sunnat path of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan aate mehfil e akhtaram mein. Hazrat explains what was the majlis of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, like the beautiful 14 full moon shining in that gathering, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting, and all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what a gathering. In this world we see the gathering of the awliya Allah. What a beautiful gathering, what peace, what serenity. Can we imagine the gathering of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And now when it's the period of Hajj, people are flocking to Medina Sharif. What must be the gathering, the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Presently Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive in his Rauza-i Mubarak. And all those that are going there are fortunate to be in the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that beautiful, shining moon of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what a gathering can we imagine? And similarly, the gathering of the pious servants of Allah. You see, when they sit in front like kings, so what was Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And in that beautiful gathering, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we should picture and try and bring this picture in our mind and make niyyah that Ya Allah, that nur that is descending and that was descending, give us an iota of that also. Hazrat says, Aap ki shaan be intihaku, kis tarah laaye akhtar subah baya mein. Hazrat explains that as much as praises, we can praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Wala, what love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what burning love. But yet Hazrat as much that, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your honor is so great. That Sahib of Kaseera Burda said it so beautifully. فَمَبْلَغُ الْعِلْمِ فِيهِ أَنَّهُ بَشَرٌ وَأَنَّهُ خَيْرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ كُلِّهِمِ. the height we will have of the knowledge of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that unknow but that you are the greatest human being. He says it's far greater than that. You are the best creation of Allah, and He is the greatest creation of Allah. So we can never ever be praising Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A poet says, when I read the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is not that I am praising Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Mubarak name coming into my poem, that what enhances my poetry. That what enhances me. So we also, Allah give us tawfiq, what will bring us beauty in our life, how much durood we recite upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, particularly in these days, these nights. And more important, Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq, that we make a firm intention that I must do my best to bring alive every sunnat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by learning from our elders.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just a few points which inshallah will benefit us all. Our learning process carries on all the time. What we learn and we try and share with our brothers, all of us can benefit. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we always have the niyat of learning also. If we have that, inshallah, Allah will teach us also, and then we will benefit, and we practice upon it, we bring it to the notice of other brothers also, and we all try and practice upon it. One very beautiful point, one alim has written, that we should try and not say only Nabi, many of us, we say Prophet, the Prophet said, we should try and avoid that totally, completely. If we have to say in English, the Messenger of Allah, and wherever we can, and we should always use words for the honor and respect of every person of Allah. When we take Allah's name, we try and say Jalla Jalaluhu, Ta'ala Shanuhu, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whatever. And when we take Nabi Kareem, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name, then also we try and use such words of the honor of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. So one great point this alim has brought, we should try and even avoid saying Nabi Kareem, but Nabi Akram. Kareem, he's Kareem, he is honorable, he's compassionate, he's great, but Akram, he is the greatest. So it's on our tongue, but we should try now bring it every time, like he quotes also Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he presented his poem in the presence of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Azam. So we should also try, and that is also, we keep on learning the honorable position of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem is also very good, but really we should be that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Akram, the most honorable, the most compassionate, the most kind after Allah Ta'ala, of course. So we should try and get that also in order. And then Durood Sharif on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As much as possible, we should try and read Durood on Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what beautiful Durood they are. The best Durood to read is Durood-e-Ibrahimi, which we read in our namaz. That whenever we read any Durood Sharif, don't miss that. That is the sunnah, the proper, and the asal and the original durood. We must never, other durood sharifs lot they are, and they also appeal to us, and we read them, no problem whatsoever, and we should read them. But always the durood that have come from Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Always between Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was nobody who used to sit in between. On one occasion, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called one Sahabi and told him to sit in between them. All the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were astonished today, this Sahabi, that he is made to sit between Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and this Sahabi. So after a while, he got up, he went away. Then the Sahaba asked, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that he reads one durood on me, and because of that I made him sit here. And what was that durood? We should also read it. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kama tuhibbu wa tarudala. As much as you love and as much as you desire, send so much durood on Nabiya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should try and read this durood also, that Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu got the honor in the qabr. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is right next to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this will be till the day of Qiyamah. But this Sahabi got this honor on that time, which shows the great virtues of this durood sharif. Ulama who have written durood, and may Allah let us use our brains in these things. We know how to make lot of money, we know how to plan, etc., but to use our brains. For example, the duroods the ulama have presented and prepared, that Ya Allah, since the world was created until Qiyamah, every drop of rain that has fallen, sent so much durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much durood has a person sent? Who can measure all the rain drops? And we can even make it more. Oh Allah, all the chemicals you say in one raindrop. How much of magnesium, how much of potassium, how much of copper, how much of sulfur. And that, oh Allah, you multiply by trillions and trillions, you multiply by unlimited amounts. And you keep on sending forever and ever so much durood on Nabi Kareem, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly also one beautiful durood, oh Allah, since you created the world till the day of Qiyamah, the number of leaves on the trees. Who can ever, oh Allah, you send so much durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then in the leaf, how many things there are. It's not just the leaf. And then the amount of leaves that dried and fell down. So much you send durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you can keep every speck of sand, the desert sand, the mountains, every little speck. And since the time of Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, you multiply that by unlimited amounts. And some other durood, oh Allah, you send durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until none of your durood are left. Allah's treasures are unlimited, that means continuously, just send. Send so much salam on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this can carry as many human beings as there are, as many parts of the body there are. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin bi'adadi kulli da'in wa dawa'in wa bi'adadi kulli illatin wa shifa'in. As many sicknesses, da' wa dawa', and the medicine of it. What method, illnesses we hear about. So much you send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how much the treatment of it is, so much. All the shifa. So we Allah open our hearts and minds, and we use our hearts and minds for sending durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And continuously we send like this durood. And there are many other durood also. And then the amount of the water drops in the seas, in the rivers, in the lakes, in the dams, send so much durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the specks of sand, how much they are in the world, send so much durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And still many, many other things also. And sometimes then, just when we are in that love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then go into detail. All one thing. Send so much of this. Amount of insects in the world. The amount of fish and all the other marine life that there is. Send so much durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And durood sharif is such an ibadah that there is no controversy in it. All agree to send durood. And it is so virtuous. And it is so easy. And its returns are so great. Allah give us all tawfiq. And by durood sharif, all our problems also will be solved. In fact, ulama have written, when we go to Madinatul Munawwara, we should read so much durood, not only that we are drenched in durood sharif, but that we are drowning in durood sharif. And when a person will read so much, then the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enter his heart. And we can just perhaps hardly imagine that love of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had. It's practically impossible for us to even imagine that love which they had. That famous instance, that one great buzurg, and he was a genuine great buzurg, and he thought he had the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There is also one great illness we suffer from, that we think we got things. That I am pious, I am like this, etc. That is also, and many people, this thought, what and what people, this thought that they have, some women have the thought that they are pregnant, but they are not pregnant. And they are lingering with that thought all the time. So a lot of this kind of things. So anyway, he also had that he thought he had a great love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he saw in a dream that he was traveling in a horse and cart, and he was sitting at the back in the cart with four other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In front was the horses, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in front. They came to a decline where it was all cobbled, all rock, stones, etc. And the cart started going down faster, uncontrollably. So somebody announced that stop the cart immediately, otherwise Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is in danger. So he said, I must get some rocks, put it by the wheels of the cart, etc. He says, while I was thinking, how long it takes to think, they had put their lives down already. They laid down at the four wheels. He says, then I realized, I thought I had the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but now I realize that I don't even have that love. May Allah tubarak wa ta'ala. So Durood Sharif is that. Durood Sharif will bring us on sunnahs. Durood Sharif will bring us on the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif will bring us on to sacrifice for deen. The great sacrifices the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu made, we can't even ever imagine what sacrifices. But Durood Sharif is that great and so easy, and a person enjoys reading Durood Sharif. So we should try and read, and wherever we can, however, we should be reading Durood Sharif. And at nights when we get up, read Durood Sharif. Think of Allah Ta'ala, speak to Allah Ta'ala, just read Durood Sharif, and so easy Durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi, how many so great, great, jazallahu anna sayyidana Muhammad, ma huwa ahlu, what 70,000 farishtas, angels, for 1,000 days, that's approximately 3 years, they are just writing the sawab of it. And once our eyes close, we won't have the opportunity. Now we have got the opportunity, how many, instead of all idle talk and unnecessary talk, we can be reading so much of Durood Sharif. Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq. Then another great thing, the great days have come now. And we perhaps are not paying attention, not realizing, but these are so great, so great, so great days that Allah have sent us. Ulama have said the greatest days in the year are these 10 days of Zulhijjah. Even more than Ramadan. The greatest nights are the last 10 nights of Ramadan in the year. But the greatest days are these 10 days. Ramadan days are so great. And we know that famous that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala loves the most to be worshipped is during these 10 days. And then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who were trained mentally, the ta'aleem was made, they knew the greatest ibadat is jihad in the path of Allah. For the upliftment of deen, to sacrifice our everything for the sake of deen. So they asked, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Not even jihad, which is also ibadat. Jihad is not ibadat. But this is that ibadat which is understood as ibadat, which we all understand. That Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah loves it the most. So the moon has been sighted. So from Maghrib time already, we should have started our third kalima, our fourth kalima, which is so loved by Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So let us try and increase and encourage. We hear from our elders in the family that Maulana Abbas Zubair Ali, Sayyid Zubair Ali, he is grandfather. He should always be telling everyone in their home that read, and he should say, Takbir al-Tashriq, you must read. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. This, in my little knowledge, it hasn't come in the hadith, but they used to encourage the reading of this also. Otherwise, the third kalima, fourth kalima, so simple. With wuzu, without wuzu, sitting down, facing qibla, wherever, just to be reading third kalima, fourth kalima, it's got so great value, and Allah loves it during these days. So we should try and read this as much as possible when we are going to be leaving here on the way home, as much as we can read. And also, this takbir-e-tashriq. We should try and read that also, not with the niyat of sunnat, but these are the days where the glorification of Allah, the greatness of Allah. And in this takbir is mainly takbir, it is called takbir, the greatness. And four times, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. That the oneness of Allah, four times the greatness of Allah, and the tahmid, the praises of Allah Ta'ala, that is expressed. How happy won't Allah Ta'ala get? So how much we can, and encourage our family people also, third kalima, fourth kalima. Another great, great, great ibadat of these days is to show love for the qurbani animals. If we can, as early as possible, get our qurbani animals. If as one day, 2 days, if we can bring them 10 days before. I remember as a little child, there was one family that used to, those days, they were perhaps made the most qurbani in our area. And the old lady, who we all should call Nanima, she should come with a bucket of water and wash each of the animals. And show great love and feeling for the animals. So this is also a thing, and many of these things which builds the sentiments and the love of Islam and of Deen. Today we have discarded all that. Some people have overdone it and it has gone now into bid'at. But to keep it in its limits, and others have gone to the extent that you just completely discarded it. Like unfortunately in Hijaz-e-Muqaddas, there are so many places of so much barakat. But because people went into bid'ah, in fact into shirk, the other side they went and completely destroyed that site. But the middle path is observe, respect, and take the benefit of that. Tawassul, to take, make dua to Allah, that, oh Allah, for the love that you have for Nabi-e-Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great honor that you have for Nabi-e-Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept my duas. But then people went over the limit, that others said this is shirk, and this is haram. So don't go to that limit also, and not to this limit also, that you'd completely discard it. To add this tawassul, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahab Daya of Marlborough, he stresses so much, it's such a way to get our du'as accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And we are not aware of it. We don't use the tawassul, the intermediary. We're not making du'a to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, making du'a to Allah, but oh Allah, for the love that you have. And we all understand. You want a job, you ask somebody to write a letter of reference for you. You ask him, won't you just phone the person? Collection you want to do, you just phone that person that I'm coming to him. So just that little, okay, you just give us a paper with your signature on it. And our work will be done. Then Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, him by Allah Ta'ala, how won't our work be done? But don't go to the other limit also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that during these days, the third kalima, the fourth kalima, and the takbir, tashriq, that also, and of course, on the 9th, then Fajr time, we will start. And we should read it also with enthusiasm and with feeling. And let us get used to all this ibadat for this beautiful period that we are in. And the qurbani animals, even just to go and see the animals, even if they are not our animals, that these are going to go for qurbani now. And they are going to be accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala. And then of course the qurbani itself, ulama have written, two thoughts should be in our mind when we are making the qurbani. One is that we are slaughtering our son. how much Ibrahim alayhi salam was going and he's going to slaughter his son. Just imagine, where can we ever come to that? And the other is that we are slaughtering ourselves. That we are now, so like Ramadan Allah gave us, Shaban, 15 Shaban, Ramadan. Before that, Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is famous, it was in Rajab. And then all the great, great ibadat of Ramadan, tilawat of Quran Sharif, all these great, great things. And then we go further, then the days of Hajj come now. Now you are gone to Baytullah Sharif. And then there again, you are going, you're leaving everything there also, what you took in your hotel room. And you're going with your bare necessities to Mina. And then again, leaving your bare necessities there also and going with almost nothing to Arafat. And spending the night in Muzdalifah. Now you have brought yourself that, Allah, I am nothing. I don't need a shelter also. And previously, no toilets also in Muzdalifah or nothing. My basic necessities also not. I'm just now, oh Allah, for you. And then comes the 10th of Zulhijjah, back to Mina. And now I'm giving my life for you, oh Allah. I pelted Shaitan also, and he's also now nothing. Shaitan also is not with me. I'm finished, I'm pure, I'm clean now of everything. Ramadan I purified myself. Then in Hajj I purified myself. Everything now. I pelted Shaitan and I'm pure. Now I'm giving my life for you. And at least we should have this, that my nafs I'm slaughtering. Our nafs, that is our worst enemy. That is all the time it's taking us away that I'm slaughtering. So prepare for higher, for qurbani also like this. And make the qurbani a spiritual, a meaningful qurbani. Not just a matter of slaughtering an animal and not just a matter of having a braai or having on that day whatever, all the kawabs and the roast and the chops and all that. No, but the spiritual. And very fortunate if we can get into that groove. And for that, everything, choosing the animal and with an open heart, spending on the animal also. And tending to the animal. Allah give us tawfiq. This is, we are only speaking and speaking, inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq with the niyat that it must come into us, that we look forward to it. For this reason, the ulama have encouraged that even if qurbani is not wajib on you, but make the qurbani. And if it is wajib or it is not wajib, but make the qurbani. Don't send the money. You can send the money, your qurbani will be made. But you get involved yourself. Get your whole house involved. Get your garden involved. Get your kitchen scheme involved. Get everything, let it, everything be part of qurbani. Let the smell of qurbani come and start enjoying that smell of qurbani also. Very fortunate are those people who get a taste of zamzam and then they can't drink any other water besides zamzam. Who get the taste of olive oil and then no other oil besides olive oil appeals to them. Otherwise, olive oil and zamzam also doesn't really... Pepsi will go down very well. Coke will go down very well. But zamzam doesn't seem to go down so well. But when a person gets a taste of zamzam, gets a taste of olive oil, and of olives. Otherwise, children don't want to eat olives. They'll just bite a little bit and then they don't want to eat it. But if you get a taste of it, then you just want to eat olives all the time. So Allah bless us with these, the ibadah. Each day's roza, Allah give us tawfiq, as many rozas as we can keep. Each day's roza is 1 year's roza sawab. And each night's ibadah is equal to, it's not Laylatul Qadr, but it's equal to Laylatul Qadr's ibadat. Ramadanul Mubarak, we don't know which night is Laylatul Qadr, but yeah, every night is the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. Allah give us tawfiq of that also. And at least, the least we can do, we be extra particular with our Fajr and Isha with Jamaat. Like that. And inshallah, by the barakat of it, whole life that our Fajr and Isha, we make with Jamaat. All our namazes, but especially at this time, we will get the sawab of the whole night. And then whatever more Allah gives us tawfiq, if we can't get up for tahajjud, at night make little bit ibadat, 15 minutes, half an hour, whatever. Little tilawat, little zikr, little dua, we make little. But those who Allah give tawfiq, how much more we can make. And tahajjud time, of course, is the most superior time. So to spend these nights also in ibadat. And what we're going to gain by this, when it, the ibadat, the reward of it is so great, and forever and ever in Jannat we'll get that reward. There, once our eyes close, for not even when the eyes close, how many people? Our Shaykh Hazrat Maasha Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, we just heard today, he says when he went to Europe, he saw the people, the non-believers, the white people in Europe who are not Muslims, their old age, they are all in the old age homes. He says now they got so much pains in their bodies, they can't walk, they are dragging themselves. And that saliva coming out of them, water, and nobody to wipe it also. He says, contrary to where there is an Islamic society, how the old people are looked after. And they want the du'as and how they respect the old people. But he says, you see there, like they are just put there, nobody to care for them or anything. May Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us from all these things. So that is their type of life. So our type of life, then Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this wonderful deen of Islam. So these last 10 days and the first 10 days and first 10 nights of Zulhijjah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Gee, once we are in this world already, now we can't make ibadat already when you reach that old age. We can't make any more ibadat. Forget when we die, then what ibadat? There are those people who wish to, Allah grants it also, but no sawab for it. Tilawat they make, many things Allah Ta'ala blesses them, but no sawab for it. Sawab is only here in this dunya. So as long as we got this breath, let us try. And these are so valuable, the reward that Allah, there is no other thing that Allah loves more than his ibadat during these days. And then during the 3 days of Qurbani, there is no other ibadat that Allah loves than letting the blood be spilt. Just slaughtering the animals. Allah loves that very, very greatly. So ulama have written that even if it is not wajib, compulsory upon us, but a person makes the qurbani, very, very fortunate is that person. And on whom it is wajib, fatibu biha nafsan, with an open heart. Don't say, oh, qurbani animals too expensive. But a ticket for some other thing, for our useless filth and haram, that ticket you'll spend 3, 5, 10,000 rand. There is no problem in that. But for qurbani, and you're going to eat the meat again. It's not that you can give it away, very good, mashallah. But you are going to eat it in all probability. Why are we feeling the qurbani money so expensive? And then again, we are preserving it again, putting it in a deep freeze. And right till next year's qurbani, we'll be eating it also. So why are we having this, it's too expensive? No, open our hearts and spend. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us, open your hearts and spend and do your qurbani. Don't have a closed heart and be making your qurbani. And really, we are not even giving away. It's just for ourselves that we are doing. And may Allah give us tawfiq that we get personally involved in this qurbani also. This Eid is not that we sit having our kurtas and the itar on it, and we are just not a drop of anything must come on the kurta, but this is a Eid that you are fully involved in the qurbani. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. And then again, see, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with another great, great blessing. And that is from now, from Maghrib time, all those who are going to be making qurbani, they should not be cutting their nails, removing any hair from the body. And this is a way also, a mini ihram. In ihram also, now you can't take off your hair, your nails, etc. So we also going in a type of a ihram, which is also to remind us of the hajjis. That is also a thing which we are very neglectful of. We should be continuously trying to be remembering the hajis, make dua for them, and be part of them, be part of the tawaf, be part of the ziyarat. We should be there, and Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif should be fresh in our hearts and our minds. So this we should also, and this year it is Hazrat Maulana Shah Shafi'i Thani Rahmatullah in his time, made a lot of effort for the sunnah to come alive, and he said that it is a sunnah which people are not observing anymore. And in all the mazhabs, all four, and in fact in the Hanbali mazhab, it is stressed very, very much that you cannot remove any hair, nails you cannot cut. The other three, Hanafi, Shafi and Maliki, it is Sunnat. But Sunnat is also a great thing. So may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on that also, on the Sunnat, and that we observe these things. Then a few very important points, and if somebody can do this, laminate it, put it nicely, and give it to all the people who will be making qurbani, it will be a great, great service. Very important, these few points. The one is here, the knife must be very sharp. Not only sharp, but it must be very sharp. We must take particular care for the knife that we are going to slaughter. And fortunate, if we are making every year qurbani, keep one knife special, a good quality knife, and have it sharpened properly. That is very important. The poor animal, don't make it suffer. When we don't use a sharp knife, you're making the animal suffer in that case. And this is not at all correct. The animal should be properly fed if they have been acquired sometime before slaughter. If we are keeping that animal or whatever, but we should make sure that we feed the animal. Water, feed, grass, whatever he's going to eat, make sure that also is done properly. An animal must not be slaughtered in front of another animal. That is also very important. That the animal also knows that it is going to be slaughtered. And when it sees another animal, and we have been taught mercy in our deen, even when killing, even when taking life, do it in the most merciful way possibly you can. You have to effect one death, don't go and effect 10 and 20 deaths. Don't make it more difficult on that animal. Also, when the hole that we are slaughtering in, that smell of the blood comes. So try, when we dig, keep the sand and throw sand over there. And then try and minimize that as much as we can, that we don't torture that animal through so many deaths. The animal brought for slaughtering should not see the blood of the other animals also. All these points, if we can prepare this nicely and laminate it, and everyone then reads it and does it accordingly. And many places we have got our workers who help us who are non-Muslims, and many times they are very cruel, how they drag the animals, how they pull the animals, etc. So we should try and give them also some hidayati bayan, that what respect, what love these animals. Animals should not be skinned while there is any sign of life visible in them. Many times we come too much in a hurry. We have slaughtered, the animal is not properly dead, and then we want to start skinning it already. That also we should avoid. Make sure, not too much also, not that it becomes cold and becomes stiff and hard, but at least now it must be properly dead. An animal taken for slaughtering should not be laid past animals which are being skinned. One side they are skinning the animals, and we take the animal past there, and it's seeing, and they've got shu'ur, they know also. So we shouldn't put the animal through that torture and torment also. Don't let it go through that. The animal should be caught and brought only when the slaughterer is ready for slaughtering. Don't bring the animal before we put it down, now the person is going to sharpen his knife. Or we are reading long, long du'as, no problem, read them. But now not the animal is there, and now we got the kitab and we are busy reading du'as there, and the poor animal is waiting. It knows now what is going to happen to me. No, don't. Quickly. If just Bismillah, Allahu Akbar is also enough. Read the du'as. Very good. We should read the du'as. But don't waste time with that. Usually workers grab hold of the animal well in advance. They also, that enthusiasm, they also grab the animals, bring it here, and the slaughterer is not ready. They hold the animal captive while the slaughterer is still engaged in slaughtering another animal. And they got this one ready, and this animal is seeing that animal being slaughtered. This is cruelty. And we don't need government laws to regulate us. What laws our Nabi Akram of what laws of mercy and kindness for animals he has taught us. This is more than enough that we teach them. Not that they have to teach us, we have to teach them. The animal should be laid down facing the Qibla. You make that precaution also. The neck of the animal should not be sawn, like you're sawing somebody, or you're slicing a slice of bread. No, just one, or two, three. A knife is sharp, and quickly you have finished everything. clean cuts should be effective. Clean cuts, one this side, and of course the four, the two, the windpipe, the food pipe, and the two blood pipes. The best is to cut all four. Otherwise, minimum of three should be cut. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And of course, there is much more detail in this. Let us get involved in learning these things during these days. And not just take the qurbani for granted and we just do it haphazardly and anyway. We try and do it as correctly as possible. We will get the greatest rewards also. And the benefits also will come accordingly. Anything we do it properly, you get the maximum returns and benefits. And we just do it haphazardly. Anyhow, a person goes and makes wuzu, just takes water, splashes it on his face, hands, legs. Hardly half a minute and he's finished. Oh, his faraz is done. Alright, his namaz is. But a wuzu that a person bathed properly. What a world of difference. We make our namaz also just slapdash, just quickly, quickly. Namaz is done, ask any mufti. He'll say, your namaz is paid. But the namaz that is going to give you benefit is so the same with qurbani also. We can just make our qurbani like that, but we take care and feeling, then that qurbani is completely different. May Allah Ta'ala bring the spirit of this qurbani, and if we do it correctly, then the spirit of sacrifice will come into us. Today, unfortunately, we all have to consider ourselves, we haven't got a spirit of sacrifice in us. And what we have to develop, what Islam teaches, a spirit of sacrifice that we have. May Allah bless us with this, and Allah is, and every, just like we have a crossword puzzle, or that puzzle, or small pieces, jigsaw puzzle. So if one piece is not there, it's not. So our whole deen also, everything must be there. The tilawat of Quran also, Hajj also, or everything is there, then your whole jigsaw puzzle of Islam is complete. And then the beauty of Islam is there. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah.